Big D Entertainment, in association with Dipsy Doodle Productions, presents the Dave Holly Hour. Brought to you by the Sky Lounge and Tea, XL Chiropractic, Quality Nails, and Books and Brews Pizzeria. The Dave Holly Hour features Sioux Empire arts and entertainment conversations and has been recognized by the Sioux Falls Stage Awards with a special distinction for promoting the arts. A true lover of arts, entertainment, good food, and fun times, including an occasional Jack Daniels. Okay, so a few Jack Daniels. Here he is, Dave Holly.
Welcome, everybody. It is episode 67 of the Dave Holly Hour. I happen to be Dave Holly. You know, I like to correlate the episode number to fun things from time to time. You know, like when I was 17. When I was 17, it was a very good year. You know, when I was 58, it was my birthday. You know, things like that. And I like to include that. So here it is, episode 67. I couldn't think of anything really that interesting for the number 67. So I pulled an old radio trick. I went back to the year 1967, at which time gasoline cost us 33 cents a gallon. The average cost of a new house, $14,250. The average price of a new car, $2,750. Ironically, I don't spend much more than that on a car now. The average income per year, $7,300. Ironically, I don't make much more than that now. Yeah, 67. I was on my way to 5 at the end of that year. So here I am at the age of 58, and I like podcasting. I have a passion about arts and entertainment, especially when it's local and regional. That's why we have this show for Sioux Empire Arts and Entertainment Conversations. Today's conversation includes Brady Reed. He is a local musician. We've had him on the show before. We've had his wife on the show before. Next time, the two of them are going to be together as we talk about some of the things they have going on for the summer with entertainment. But in the meantime, Brady has a big day today and tomorrow. He has an album release. The album comes out tomorrow. He's going to be playing tonight on Facebook, and also he will be at Celebrate Church in Brandon. So there you have it, and it's $5 to take it in and so forth. We'll go through all those details when we have Brady on coming up a bit later. In the meantime, if you're a regular listener, you know it is time to just say, ah.
Time to grab your favorite beverage, lift it high, and toast it to being Thursday, a.k.a. Weekend Eve.
Hey, the weekend isn't around the corner. It's here.
So long, hump day and your frumpy way. We say hello to Thursdays with opening nights. The weekend is near and we can see the bright lights. Yes, Thursday, you're so hearty. We can't wait for Friday. So a day early, we start the party.
Oh, and we start this party this week by saluting and toasting Ricardo at Our Wine Bar. He has helped make everything go much better in life. Throughout the pandemic, he's still had live music when he could and make it socially distanced, appropriate, all of that. And he's wanting to make sure that live music is still going to be prominent in downtown Sioux Falls, especially at the R Wine Bar. And the last week when we were there listening to one of the many trios of plays, some jazz on a Thursday night, he was telling me a little something, and he said, look for a big announcement. Well, the big announcement came out on Facebook. He had told me what it was, and I was very thrilled to hear about it to see it then, that we could tell you that Ricardo will have the Haig Brothers playing every Friday night through the rest of the year. So congratulations, Ricardo, for getting that lined up and for providing great arts and entertainment here in the Sioux Empire. We certainly appreciate it. And just a little shout out to you, but there's a weekly shout out as well that we happen to give.
Honorable mention.
And honorable mention goes to somebody that's made me smile throughout the week, lifted me up emotionally one way or another, or, you know, perhaps just did something silly, or might have been something, you know, just makes you go, oh, wasn't that cool? Well, that is the case this week with our friend Crazy Frank, Frank Anderson of K-Back Radio and also Crazy Frank Karaoke. I had given Frank a little project not too far back. I had these two handheld sound effect things. You know, I don't want, do you call them an item? Do you call them a product or a handheld device, I suppose? But the problem was they just had these tiny little speakers on them. So if I was using them in a live setting, then I would have to hold it up to the microphone. So I wanted it to be able to be rigged right into my mixer when I was doing some production, or, you know, once at some point, if we ever get around to doing some live Dave Holly hours, want to be able to have a variety of different things. So I had given him those, you know, right around either the first of the year or maybe even back before the first of the year. I don't even recall. I didn't have a timeline on him or anything. But anyway, I knew that we were going to be seeing him this past Saturday night at Red Rock and Rowena for Crazy Frank Karaoke to have our usual blast of a time that we do. And so he had the day before on Friday, he had mentioned that he was listening to a particular song, and he thought that it would be a song that I would enjoy. And he was very right. I won't tell you about the title or anything else along that line. That's a separate story. Anywho, so then he messages me and says, hey, I remembered I've got these things done for you. And I knew he had because I had seen, you know, some video that he had done on Facebook a few weeks back about making them work and what he had done to them. And it was great. And so, you know, I wasn't worried about when I was going to get him, but thought, here's the perfect time. So then on Saturday, before going out to Red Rock, I had, you know, just put in a little message on Facebook to him that, hey, you know, just bring him out tonight. And then I also, you know, later on said, you know, would you prefer cash or a bottle? Thinking he might like a libation or something. And it's his response that gets this week's honorable mention. He says, dude, no payment is necessary. I did it as my way of saying thanks for your support and to help out with your podcast activities. Well, Frank, that gives you honorable mention this week. Not just the words of kindness that you provided, but the fact that you are that type of person, Frank. That you like to see other people succeed as well. And we want you to succeed. So that's why we talk about you. That's why we love going out to karaoke. And that's why people like listening to K-Back Radio as well. Hey, look at the plug you got for that too. All right, man. So Crazy Frank, Frankie Anderson, you are this week's honorable mention winner. And the real winner, however, when you listen to this program, is you. Because you get to hear some great people with their passion about their arts and entertainment endeavors. And today we're going to hear from local musician Brady Reed. That's next on the Dave Holly Hour.
Sure, they have darts, and you've heard me talk about how ruggedly handsome the trivia host is, but all caps fun never stops at the Sky Lounge and Tea. And fun is best had with your friends enjoying live entertainment, as in live and local. Yeah, the Sky Lounge believes in giving you the best bands, solo artists, and comedians from the area. The Neo Johnsons, Elizabeth Hunstead, Skylar Volks, as well as many others. And a great staff will make sure you enjoy your fun at the Sky Lounge in T, South Dakota.
The Dave Holly Hour. Like eavesdropping on a great conversation between two very interesting people.
Welcome back to the Dave Holly Hour, everybody. I tell you what, it's also so nice anytime you get to have somebody back as a return guest who has been making good and is one of those that, you know, the first time that you talked to him, he was just getting started in a few things in terms of getting records out and having a single, and now it's time for an album. Brady Reed, how are you?
Hey, Dave. It's great to be back with you again.
Glad to have you. You know, here's what's funny is, I've had both you and your wife on at different times, and we certainly have enjoyed conversations with both. Someday we are going to have one for your group that you play together.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting how this all came about because you got a record deal and you came out with a single. That's how we got to know each other, was on that.
Yeah.
Then we find out that Katie's a musician as well. And then Katie comes out and she's got an album.
Yeah.
And now you've got an album. And it just seems like we're kind of playing musical ping pong here.
Yeah. It's been fun to both be going through this experience kind of together at the mm-hmm. same time. And to watch her go through her album and see all the support she got from that and just fulfill that dream of getting that done. And then at the same time, I was working on mine. So now here we are. It's crazy.
Yeah. Any competition at the home?
No.
Okay, that's good.
No, I don't think so.
You're quite supportive of each other,
anything that happens with my music is going to be good for both of us. And same goes for her. So we're pretty we're on the same team for as far as that goes.
Well, here's you've got a great thing. You know, this show comes out on Thursday, and technically it comes out 1 minute after midnight on a Thursday morning. So let's talk about tonight. It's a big night for you because basically you're doing like three things at once, aren't you?
Yeah. So basically what's going on, the album is going to be coming out tomorrow. You'll be able to listen to it, you know, all the streaming platforms. Mm-hmm. You can also purchase it on Bandcamp as well, physical CD. I'm selling some of those. I know those are kind of a thing of the past now, but still selling some of those. And then the other cool thing that I decided to do was a release concert. And I did this for Can You Hear Me when I released that single. I did kind of a show from the studio that I was recording at, Warehouse Studios, and went really well, but it wasn't going to work out this time to do it there. So we're doing it at Celebrate Church in Brandon. And I'm going to actually have my drummer that did drums on the album with me. Katie's going to be playing piano, and I've got a bass player as well. So it's going to be fun.
Excellent.
I'm going to play the whole album live in person, but also it's going to be streamed on Facebook if anyone wants to purchase it for $5 and watch it.
Okay, so you can purchase online. Same price if you go to the church then?
Yeah,
okay.
Either way.
Okay,
yeah.
Fantastic.
Yep.
But it helps you out, certainly, gets the word out additionally, and maybe even puts a little coin in your pocket, which, of course, is what you hope anytime you record and put something out there, that there's going to be the opportunity to have some reward from it. But besides monetary things, what's the reward for writing music, playing music, getting it published, and to the point of dropping singles and albums?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing I'm starting to realize is just the community of artists that are out there and how much they support each other. And so it's been really actually rewarding to meet other musicians as I've gone along this journey, and hear their music and share my music with them. And so everyone's really supportive in that way. But the biggest thing for me is just this goal that, you know, I didn't think these songs were gonna become part of an album. I just thought they'd always be played in my bedroom, just me, mm-hmm. you know, for me to hear. And here they are being put on a CD. And so it just makes me want to keep going and keep making more music.
Yeah, I can't imagine that you ever, you know, obviously anytime a child starts a hobby and then it becomes a passion or something, there's a point where you kind of have those little fantasies, the dreams and so forth. But I'm assuming off of what you just said that you probably weren't ever going, gosh, I can't wait to have my album release party.
No.
And so forth.
No, it's crazy. I didn't ever have that dream, I would say. But now that I'm here and I'm doing it, to think that this is a possible thing for me and for really anyone who wants to do it, it's kind of a dream come true in some ways.
That's excellent. Well, you know, the thing about it is with the digital media availability now, mm. it's obviously, been upgraded. It's a little easier in those terms, not having, you still go to a recording studio, but you don't necessarily have to.
Right.
To get a few things published. There's so many platforms you could do so on.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, with you, you've got to deal with a record label then. Crazy Poet Records, correct?
Yeah.
Out of Denver.
Yep.
And you were talking about the community. they are on a roll right now. You know, locally, yeah. Matt D, and then they got the gal up in the North Dakota, and, you know, a few others in their stable, shall we say. And it's going great guns, and that's kind of a unique thing, too. I don't know how much you know, but between, you know, the warehouse studio that you're recording at and how Mark and David out and Crazy Poet in Denver got together, but obviously it's working for people, isn't it?
Yeah, it seems to be that way. And I think the more we all release music and the more that, which is going to continue to happen here in the next coming year, I just think that's going to continue to help all of us because, you know, someone sees Matt D release an album and then they go, oh, there's other, you know, Crazy Poet artists. Well, I want to check them out. And so it's just this cycle that we all kind of help each other out and everyone wins in the end, I think. So.
And of course, it means you have merch now, too.
Yes, some merch. I have some really cool designs, yeah. Those are on the Crazy Poet store, and I've had several people purchase those and support me in that way. And that's just another way. If you don't want to buy buy the album because you listen on Spotify, that's fine. Mm-hmm. You know, purchase a T-shirt or something for whatever and support me that way. So
obviously things have been going well for you, both you and Katie, in your music careers. Mm-hmm. But you know, where do you still want it to go beyond this?
Well, you know, this album release concert that I'm doing is kind of, big for me in a couple ways. One, because the album's coming out and it's going to be great to play those songs live for people in person, and live stream, but it also is big because it gets me thinking about doing actual live shows, you know, as things are slowly opening up again. Mm-hmm. And live music and concerts are starting to come back slowly with, you know, the proper precautions. It's getting me thinking about, could I play this live with a band and what would that look like? Obviously, I might need to recruit some people to join the band a little bit because on my album I've got lots of instruments happening and someone's got to play those. So yeah, that's kind of where my brain is going. It's like, you know, the Levitt, maybe, right. You know, maybe in the area and then slowly start leaking out into Fargo and the cities and, you know, just locally start branding myself, I guess.
Kind of a great spot to be in though, isn't it?
Boy,
I'm going to have to get some people to help out and so forth. So that's a great thing, no doubt about that. In terms of this album then, tell us what all we will find on it and how it all just formed and came together finally.
Yeah, so, you know, the first song, Can You Hear Me, came out in August. I chose that song for a very specific reason. It was just, for me, it was one of those songs, obviously my first song, debut single, I wanted it to be big and I wanted it to be like, literally, can you hear me? This is me, this is my music. And then I came out with Lonely Trail just about a month ago now. Has it been that long?
Yeah.
And that was a totally different vibe, but I wanted to show a different side of my songwriting and my style, I guess. And so you're gonna find on the album a wide variety of music. I mean, there's everything from full-on band, we got a little bit of a rock song going, to just me and my guitar and just a very calm, chill acoustic song. So the stories that I tell are really and that's the title of the album, Wandered This Far. It's really my story. I've really wandered to where I am now.
This is autobiographical.
Yes, in many ways it's like, you know, I had no idea where my life was going to end up and didn't have a big plan for it. I've kind of just wandered into where I am now. And so that's why I called it that. And all the songs that are on the album are just stories of things that have happened to me along the way. And I think people will connect to those a lot.
What's it take to actually, you know, produce an album? Take us through that process.
Yeah. Well, Can You Hear Me came out and I was thinking, okay, I want to do another one, obviously another single or another song. And then it just kind of like turned into, well, we're going to do an album. And so planned out, all right, what songs do we want to put on it? Potentially start doing that process of planning that. And then it's just a matter of, you kind of get in the studio and you start laying down those bass tracks, to build off of. And that's basically what we did, is we put down all the tracks for most of the songs and we just kind of built them up until we were like, oh, I think this one's done. And then we'd move on to the next one and continue on in that process. So that's kind of the main focus. And then on the other side of things that people don't see is the, you know, how are we going to promote this? How are we going to, social media is obviously huge right now for musicians. And so, man, it seems like half of my time is spent on social media than actually writing and recording the music, which is not my favorite. So someday, hopefully, maybe someone can do that work for me.
An assistant.
Yes. And I can just focus on writing and recording, and that's just it, you know. But for now, I'm doing it all, so.
How long does it normally take you to write a song? Now, I know that, you know, some that you've put out or go back years, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
But by the same token, then, when you get to the point of saying, okay, well, let's do an album, did you just start taking from the stockpile again, or did you say, I got to write something new?
Yeah.
Did you feel the pressure to?
Yeah, I get what you're saying there. No, this album is all songs that were already written.
Okay.
And so I basically took a look at what I had written so far and kind of said, okay, how can I put some of these together and start forming a story and start forming a theme? And while doing that, I did go back and I did rewrite some lyrics and change some chords, and I added a bridge here and there, and just, you know, things where I've developed so much as a songwriter, and those songs are, some of them are 8 years, 9 years old. And so I'm like, how can I spice this up a little bit? Because I think I can make it better, or I can, you know, add an element to it. And while doing this, I'm still writing new songs, but I kind of want to save those. I kind of thought, you know, this is who I kind of was and in my journey so far. And eventually people are going to hear this new side of me or this new journey that I'm on. So that's kind of where I'm going with
it. And then are we going to have a greatest hits after that?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, greatest hits. Got to have greatest hits. So that'll come a few years down the road.
You know, we talked about it a couple of times already in terms of the community of musicians and so forth.
Yeah.
And sharing so much. Anybody covering anything of yours yet? Or will that be the biggest compliment? Wow,
yeah.
Somebody wanted to play our song.
Yeah, no, I haven't had any musicians covering. I will say I've had a few of my songs I found randomly on TikTok videos that I'm like, oh.
Really?
Yeah. I was just, I Google search myself every once in a while just because I'm just curious, like, what's out there.
Right.
And came across some TikTok videos that were done with some of my songs, and I'm like, well, that's cool. I mean, it was nothing to write home about, but it was a cool thing to just see, like, oh, someone's using that. And so, yeah, but no big cover bands playing my songs quite yet. So.
All right. But certainly, you know, you're having a good time. You're comfortable with where you are. You're already looking forward, apparently, to like a next album as to what the compilation of songs will consist of. But you know, in terms of your musicianship, you talked about the fact that, you know, your songwriting has gotten better. Has the musicianship gotten better because just you wanted to become a better musician, or has it been that, you know, because you've been in a studio and you've seen the whole process and so forth, and you start going, okay, we can take song A and we can make it an A+ song by doing this.
Mm-hmm.
What led to the improvements?
Well, you know, part of it is just as I've gotten older and I do learn and realize, you know, how to write music a little bit, and I listen to more music, the more I learn those things. And part of it's just that self-taught discovery. But also another thing I've done or been doing is I'm also a worship leader at a church in Brandon. And so I've been doing that now for the past couple of years, and that's really pushed me to become a better musician as well in that area, which, of course, they transfer well together. So coining those two things together, or putting those things together, has really helped me to improve. And I'm not really sure where it goes from here as far as getting better and better, but I do see things in the studio where I'm like, ooh, well, if I would have known that, I would have done this to prepare. And so now that I do know that,
you can prepare.
I can hopefully prepare for next time. So
where's the stopping point of, okay, we got it, when it comes to a song or an album?
Yeah. You know, I think the song, you know, Katie's been, I actually listed her as my producer on the album, because she really was. She you know, every change and every final decision kind of went through her. She just has this ear that I just don't have in some ways. And she's also not as biased. She's still biased. She's my wife, but she's not as biased as me because, you know, I've heard this song and played it so many times, whereas she's like, she's heard it, but she doesn't have a certain way that she thinks it needs to be done. So she'll hear things and tell me like, yeah, I think we need to fix that. Nope, that's not quite right. It's ready. You know, and I think we both just kind of know, like, it's ready. It's anything else we do to it's just going to make it messy.
That has to be a great spot when you get to that, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, it feels
good. Just deep breath and exhale and say, okay, let's put it out there.
Yeah, it does feel good. I remember the day that Mark and I, you know, in the studio were finishing up things, and he sent me all the final tracks, and I was just listening one by one to them and got done and just kind of went, yeah, it's ready. And it was a great feeling to have that done. And but now it's like I'm already looking ahead, you know, to the next one, but I'm going to enjoy the moment right now. So
and well, you should. And how much of is the moment going to be in terms of a timeline, though? Is the moment going to be like, yeah, let's just sit back for a couple of weeks, or is it we're going to be busy during the summer and then start getting creative again? Or
no, I think for me it's probably going to be a couple of weeks, maybe a month at the most, and I'm going to be ready to start recording some new stuff and just keep going. And that's the thing, you have to, as a musician, you have to keep putting music out. Mm-hmm. People, that's what people want, you know, you gotta give the people what they want. So I'll definitely get started. And the summer's going to be busy with Common Ground. We've got, I think we already got like 10 shows lined up for the summer. And so
good for you.
Yeah, it's been amazing.
Yeah,
really blessed for that.
I would say that's above average right now.
Yeah. So that's booking up. But outside of that, you know, I'm not going to be doing anything else. And so my focus is going to be on as much as I can getting things recorded. And who knows, maybe 2021 we'll have more music in store yet. So.
Well, we look forward to that as well. In the meantime, we're going to continue to talk here. This isn't the close of the interview by any means, but let's just remind people about what's coming up tonight in Brandon then.
Yes, so tonight at 7:30 p.m. Central Time at Brandon, Celebrate Brandon Church. Going to be playing my release concert. Going to be playing the entire album, all 8 songs, start to finish, and I'll have some musicians with me there. It's going to be a fun time. We're all really excited about it. It's also going to be live streamed on Facebook from the event page. If you find me on Facebook, Brady Reed, and you can pay $5 and watch it from the comfort of your home. I know it's cold, so maybe people don't want to get out, although it's supposed to warm up. Yeah.
Hopefully, but we've heard that before, too.
Yeah.
And let's remind people, Reed, W-R-E-D-E.
Yes. A little bit different spelling, but that makes me stand out, hopefully.
So. That's right, you know. And here's what I'm hoping happens for you, is that at some point in your life, in your musical career, that you get so big that, you know, there's some radio guy somewhere going, and now the latest from Brady Reddy, or, you know, they mispronounce your name and so forth. So
yeah, I won't have to deal with that.
Let's hope we get to that, you know, like the Wonders, the Oneaters.
Yep, exactly. Yeah.
All right. Musical influences. What got you started? I know we've talked about this in the past, but, you know, let's talk maybe about, you know, some of the influences of different musicians that you really like, and artists that are singer-songwriters, and
I think I'm going to probably start this a little bit differently. I'm going to start with my family. Music runs pretty deep in my family. My grandmother is the stepdaughter of Tammy Wynette. There's some other artists that for some reason are escaping me right now that have been in country music for a long, long time. And so knowing that has always just kind of been this inspiration to continue that, even if it's not country music, because that's not really what I write and play is country music, but just to continue music in general, that's been a big inspiration for me is that side of things. As far as the, you know, the artists, the musicians that I'm listening to now, I'm listening to a lot of folk music and a lot of just kind of very acoustic, I don't know how else to describe it, down-tempo type stuff, you know, nothing too upbeat. So in many ways, I almost feel like my next album's probably going to sound a lot different than this one, which I'm excited about. This album's got a lot of kind of pop rock type songs. The next one I feel like is not going to be that way, but who knows? You know, I may be completely wrong on that.
Things could change before then, but obviously I think with all of us, we have this, kind of playlist of different ages.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about, oh, this is my such and such playlist, but, you know, that playlist is so fluent, at least as long as there's good music out there to be listening to. That's the difference, I think. But if you were to put together a playlist right now, who would it be other than you or your wife?
Yeah, those two would be at the top. No. So some people I'd put on there right now are some bands like Mumford & Sons, Hollow Coves. I'm a big John Mayer fan, just his guitar playing. That's something I wish I could do. That's what I strive to be able to do someday, is play guitar even somewhat like him. He's a big influence. Switchfoot, The Fray. These are a lot of the bands that I've grown up listening to, and continue to. I always come back to them. You know, I'll find other people I like, but these are the ones that I can always listen to a song by them and pull them up and listen to them. And another person that I've really been listening to a lot lately is he's a Christian artist by the name of Jeremy Camp, and I've been listening to a lot of his music lately, and actually I've posted a few covers on my social media accounts of doing some of his songs. The songs he writes are just really from the heart, and that's kind of what I like to do as well, is just speak straight from my heart. So, yeah.
All right, and we're speaking with Brady Reed on the Dave Holly Hour, talking about his party that he's going to have here on this Thursday night over at Celebrate Church in Brandon. It is a live stream that he's going to be doing, so if you cannot attend in person, you can also do so by going to his Facebook page and hitting the events and getting there. It's $5, whether online or in person, and it is going to include a band, and we should say, at least at the church, space-wise, that's a pretty good hall there that you're going to be playing. So COVID, you don't have to worry about so much, correct? There's going to be enough seating and things in place.
The area holds, I don't know the exact number, but somewhere close to 250 people. And I don't imagine it will be 250 people shoulder to shoulder. So, yeah, I would encourage everyone, if you do come in person, you know, wear a mask. I would recommend that. Just for everyone's safety, but it should be a good time. It's going to be about half hour to 45 minute show, so it's nothing crazy. It's not a 2-3 hour endeavor, but it'll be a fun half hour for sure.
And how does it come to fruition that you actually get to a party like that? You know, what was the first step when you said, "Hey, this would be fun if we did this"?
Yeah, I was talking to David at Crazy Poet Records. We were talking about the release and just setting dates and things, and we had both brought that up. Like, you know, last time when we released Can You Hear Me, we did this concert at the studio. Maybe we could do that again. That was cool, you know. And so we checked with Mark, and he's actually pretty busy over there at the studio. So it didn't work for that to have it there. And so then I started thinking, well, you know, maybe we could do it at the church I lead worship at. I know it's a church, and my songs aren't necessarily Christian songs, but the messages in them are certainly good messages for everyone to hear.
Family messages.
Family friendly for sure. And so I basically asked to people at the church there and just made sure it was okay with them. And then from there, it was kind of like, all right, well, what are we going to do? Is it just going to be me? And that was my first thought. I was just going to be me. I was going to play all my songs acoustically. And I'm like, what if we got a band together? That would be cool, right? I asked Katie, and she's like, yeah, that'd be awesome. And she's played piano on all the songs anyways, most of the songs anyways. So she knows the songs. And, well, I've got one musician down already. That's easy. And then I just asked my drummer and a guy that I know that plays bass with me at church. And they were both like, yeah, that's awesome. Let's do it. And so here we are. And we're just kind of putting it together. And I've got some other people helping out with the cameras and the live stream portion of it. And so there's definitely a lot of people that are involved that we're very happy to help. And I'm super thankful to have that support. So
Everything works out properly when it needs to, that's for sure. So glad to hear that, too. But I do have a question concerning, you know, Katie's played on those tracks. Mm-hmm. Your drummer's been there. You got a bass player that's stepping in. Have you had to have any rehearsals, or is it just going to be, you know, maybe go through it one time beforehand?
We are going to rehearse. We definitely need to do that. And okay. So we're going to be, we rehearsed and we're ready to go. And so we'll do a quick run through, but I think we're gonna be just fine. So it'll be fun.
That works out. That's great. In the meantime, you said that you and Katie have like 10 shows already booked for the summer.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah,
we, you know, because as I talk to people, you know, we talk about, you know, the past year and what was lost, and as we start looking toward, you know, things improving and so forth, I haven't heard anybody say 10 yet.
Well,
that's good.
That makes me feel, I don't know what we're doing, but yeah, we've booked several things. We've got some dates at the fair already, you know,
okay.
that we don't have posted yet, but we'll get those up here soon. And then we've got some other places, some wineries, and just trying to think where else we've been. But yeah, we've been able to just touch base with some businesses. We've been really good about just reaching out to people and just saying, hey, we're available. We'd love to play. And many people are excited as well for hopefully things to get back to more normal than they were last summer. And so, farmers markets, there we go. Falls Park Farmers Market will be down there a few times. And so, yeah, we're really, really thankful to have all those opportunities so far. So we'll see how many more we add.
Yeah. Now, you do have a full-time job.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a teacher, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Do you get to implement a lot of your music in your classes?
Yeah, I do. I teach here in Sioux Falls, and the kids really have enjoyed my music and being along kind of with me on this journey. I've been updating them like, hey, I'm getting close to my album being done, and they're all excited. And I told them, you know, this last week, hey, the album's coming out really soon. And they're all super pumped. They can't believe that their teacher has music on, on Spotify and like all these, you know, things that, you know, your teacher's not supposed to be on, right? Because they're a teacher, that's what they do. And so it's been cool to see their reactions and share that with them. And people at my school have been super supportive. I got tons of teachers and other people who have ordered my album already, pre-ordered it already. So yeah, it's been a great place to share, another avenue to share my music for sure.
As things in your music career continue to grow, would that overtake teaching?
That is the question.
You looked at your wife for just a moment there, like maybe there's been some discussions or hints about it and so forth.
Yeah, we've talked about it. It's, I won't say anything is a for sure because I truly don't know, you know, what's going to happen. But I would say that I love music. I feel like it's been a gift that God's given me to use and spread joy to people in that way, but he's also given me the talents to teach, and so it's always tough to know what I'm supposed to do. I'm just going with the flow. I'm not going to look at anything as some divine intervention, and if in a few years music's going well and I feel like we have enough to support, I want to be able to support, you know, our family, then I might look into just rolling with music and seeing where it leads. So
in the meantime, you said, you know, the kids in your classes are excited about the fact that a teacher's on Spotify and so forth. And also gives you a built-in fan club, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's awesome. I didn't even have to really work that hard for that one. They automatically like it, and they love when I play music for them. So I've played several of my songs already for them, and they've really enjoyed it. And just, you know, even being a worship leader too, at a church, I've got a supporting fan base there really that is all for it, because they know that that's been a gift given to me, and I'm using it to do hopefully good in the world and do my part.
So. Yeah, and then of course, you know, you got family and friends that always come along instantly for things like that. But have you, you know, you talked about the songs being used on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been finding, though, that, you know, you're getting people from around the world or even just, you know, around the region that you didn't know that might be a fan of something and suddenly going, wow, this is pretty neat that, you know, people outside my normal bubble.
Yeah. Yeah, because at first it was kind of just that my friends, my family, immediate people. When Can You Hear Me came out, that's all it was, because that's all who really knew about me. And now we're getting to that point where there are these people who I've met through a lot through social media. Twitter. I thought Twitter was kind of not a thing anymore. And I'm realizing there's this whole community of artists and musicians and fans who use it a lot daily. I mean, multiple times a day. And so I've been sharing my music and liking other people's music on there. And I have grown a fan base even just in the last few months, tripled my fan base from what it was back in August. So I don't know. There's something to be said about technology and how it connects us in many ways. So.
Well, and, the social media in general, keeps a lot of advertising budgets down.
Yeah, it makes things a lot easier, because it's definitely better than paying for an ad, for sure. And that's the other thing. It's you try to think about, am I going to spend all this money to do a Facebook ad or run these promotions? Is it worth it? Am I really going to get people who are going to be true fans, or am I just going to get some eyeballs on it and then they're going to move on to the next thing? And so I've been doing a little of both. I'm just trying to be genuine and be myself and put my music out there, and hopefully people receive it with open arms. So
yeah, Twitter is what I refer to as, I'm so thankful that Instagram will put it there for me immediately.
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah.
So you mentioned the fact earlier when we started talking today that, obviously you do spend a lot of time on social media for it.
Yeah.
But is it gruesome, or is it, since you know what's coming about, more people interacting with you about your career, possible gigs, things like that. Is it a devil may do type process?
Yeah. There's some days where I'm tired. I don't really want to do anything other than just kind of relax and sit here and read or whatever, work on writing some music. But it honestly sometimes requires me to just be on my phone, which in some ways I hate, but also it's kind of part of the process of just, you have to engage and interact with people, and you have to get to know people and put yourself out there. If you think, the days of posting a YouTube video, for example, and then just blowing up overnight, it doesn't happen, because there's just so many people
right
putting their music out there now that you have to stand out and you have to find a way to be heard. And so if you don't engage and interact and you just write your music and post it and don't ever share, no one's going to find it, most likely. So
when you approach a business, or a festival, a place that would be something you could perform at, do you have a press kit now that you send out? Or, because it used to be, you would have to put together a video, you'd have to have a CD, you'd have to have all this stuff. But with the availability of digital,
mm-hmm.
Do you really do that sort of thing anymore?
I would say it's more of electronic, obviously, with things moving digital. So now it's a lot of, here's a link to this, here's a link to this. So you do include those things when you contact people, but it's a lot, I feel like it's a lot easier just pasting your links to your website and your YouTube channel and all those things than trying to scrap together all these files or burn them onto a disc. I guess we're a little spoiled, aren't we?
That we are now.
How it was.
I remember trying to get my first radio job, and mm-hmm. It had to be on reel to reel back then. Your audition tape.
Wow.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah. Then eventually I went to cassette.
Okay.
Then eventually to CD. I'm sure now they probably have a link to send.
Whether it's a, you might think it might be like a flash drive or something, but I don't even think it's probably just, a link, Dropbox file, Google Drive, all those things that didn't exist. So
all sorts of possibilities out there. But in the meantime, things are going well for both you and Katie and your musical careers, and personal and professional, I take it as well.
Yeah, things are all going well for us. We've been very blessed this past year, even with COVID. We talked about this, I think last time she talked about it when she was on with you, that COVID has been hard for a lot of people, But in many ways, we have really, really thrived because we've been able to really focus on what matters to us in the past year. And I think without COVID, I don't know if things would be the same as they are now. You know, I think that noise of just life would have gotten in the way. So yeah, we're very thankful for the past year and where we've come. So how far we've come.
We're thankful to have you on once again, Brady. Thank you so much.
Really enjoy talking to you. So
It's always a pleasure. And so let's remind everybody one final time about the party that they can watch virtually or go to.
Yes, last chance. All right, here it is. Tonight, 7:30, Celebrate Church in Brandon. You can come hang out and listen to the entire album. You'll be the first ones to hear it. So it'll be fun, and it'll be live in person. Or if you'd rather sit at home, you can stream it through Facebook. It'll be on Facebook Live through the event page there on my page, Brady Reed. That's WREDE for the people who don't know. So, yeah.
And then the album comes out officially on Friday, and you can find it on all the typical platforms, Spotify, yep. Apple Music, etc.
Yep, it can Amazon. Be found all those places. Yeah. You can also download it and purchase it through Bandcamp as well. I'll have a link to that, I'm sure, across all my social medias and websites. So.
Sounds great. Well, again, thanks, Brady. Appreciate your time. And we'll be back with more of the Dave Holly Hour in just a moment.
Dr. Perry Langston and Dr. Corey Tooney know excellence is in you. That's why they provide you with excellent care at XO Chiropractic, improving your overall health in spirit, body, mind, and will. Get results the natural way. Arrange a consultation, 605-332-9235 or exochiros.com. Excellent care for excellent people. XO Chiropractic, located at 4309 South Racket Drive in Sioux Falls.
I'm speaking with my grandpa Dave, but I just call him Dave.
Great to have you along. Thank you so much for the downloads, for all the listens on whatever platform you happen to choose. Also, thank you for sharing on Facebook and on Instagram. It's great to have you being engaged. Stay engaged when it comes to the local arts and entertainment. You've heard me talk about it so often, and it's very important to me that we continue to make arts and entertainment strive and thrive in the Sioux Falls metro area, better known as the Sioux Empire. So many great people involved. There's so many people that make their livings via the arts and entertainment or something very closely related. Well, I tell you, there's also a great magazine out there about it. It's called Sioux Falls Stage, the performance periodical, the winter edition. The winter issue is out. I got mine, picked it up down at the book co-op, and, well, actually picked up several because figured some family people might want one or two as well, since I happen to be in it, along with Miss Jenny Mack, as we talk about the Vaudies and how we've brought that to back and how we will be as soon as, you know, more of this COVID stuff is settled finally, or whatever word you want to talk about with it. It's been a bugger. I love the way that the British can use bad words by saying something like, it's been a bugger. In fact, it's been a bloody bugger. No doubt about that. But I don't just want you to pick it up simply because I happen to be in it, but also because Nick Jackson, who is part of Midtown Coffee Radio Hour, that I also happen to be a part of, another great podcast that comes out once a month, and he's featured talking about, you know, what COVID has done and how we're going to be reinventing so many things in the arts and entertainment world. But what I really want you to pay attention to this time, Luke Tatchy is the publisher and the editor of this periodical, and he does a marvelous job. He also happens to be one of the instrumental people in Goodnight Theater Collective. He's a busy, busy man. And then his regular job is he's a creative, you know, in the advertising world. But Luke, as the editor this time, wrote a letter from the editor titled, Stay Vigilant. Artists Still Need You in 2021. And he says, because of the performing arts space, that 2020 number has carried a pretty heavy weight. One where plans changed, organizations scrambled, and for every triumph, there were three failures. It was a year of dashed dreams and halted growth, and it was unrelenting right to the bitter end. And then he goes on later and says, in the meantime, you're important. Whether you're a creator, a technician, a performer, a patron, or a financial supporter, you matter. Whether or not you spent the whole of last year doing some combination of grieving the state of things, trying new ways of creating art, or planning for a future that looks a little different than the way we'd originally conceived it, your contributions are vital. Remember that. So continue to support local arts and entertainment. Some of it still is being done virtually, fair amount of it, but there's also plenty of opportunities if you feel comfortable. I'm not saying you should go anywhere you wouldn't feel comfortable, and you don't have to go anywhere that is going to make you not wear a mask. If you wish to wear a mask, please do so. I would say thank you for that. We all have our different levels. I don't want to get into any debate on that. I just want to let you know that there are things going on, and there are ways that it's being taken care of. For instance, I've been to Corson, their theater of late, as well as down at Worthing for the Old Town Dinner Theater, and they had spaced out. You wore a mask in, and if you weren't drinking or eating, you wore a mask the rest of the time, too. It was still incredibly enjoyable. But then there's also places that we've been able to go out and catch some live music again and really, truly appreciate that. Like I said, we all have our different comfort levels, but that has been taken into account because there's some events like Brady Reed's, you know, where you can either go out to the church tonight for his party that he's throwing to play his new album live, or you can do it virtually. There's a lot of things that can be done virtually, but no matter what, continue to support not just local arts and entertainment, but local businesses, because it's these local businesses that in turn support local arts and entertainment as well. Just take a look at, you know, how many years ago was it? We didn't have a comedy club for a while. Boss's Pizza picked it up. Now they have it out at the Ramcota, and not at the Ramcota, but at the Ramada across from the Sheraton. You know, I believe it used to at one time be called the airport and so forth. But no matter what, that place, a local business, is supporting arts and entertainment by having what? Oh, comedy, which we all need, don't we? And what should you do when you go there? Wear a mask, yes. And if you don't want to do that, they've been streaming a lot of their shows as well. So there are still wonderful opportunities for everybody to enjoy the arts and support the arts. I thank you for letting me have a little time to say that on my own. I know we normally like to have a couple of guests each time around. We will do so next week. We'll tell you what's up next week. In the meantime, when we come back on the Dave Holly Hour.
Ladies, when it's time to give your nails some love, get that extra special treatment from Quality Nails on South Minnesota Avenue in Sioux Falls. Manicures and pedicures that look great and make you feel fantastic. Zaya and Tony provide professional care for your hands and feet, whether you just want the basics or an extra special look with added flair. Oh, and guys, it's okay to treat yourself too. Quality Nails. Call for an appointment. 605-334-1463.
From the Dipsy Doodle Studios at the world headquarters of Big D Entertainment, a 40-square-foot home studio in the middle of America, it's Dave Holly.
Thanks again, everybody. Certainly appreciate you spending time listening to about Sioux Empire Arts and Entertainment. Some great conversations. Thank you to Brady Reed and his conversation with us today. Also, thank you to Woodgrain, Frontier Bank, and Agua Fresh. It's that nice lobby area down at 9th and Phillips that we record so many of the conversations. They are pleasant people to deal with, pleasant businesses to go into as well. So here's what's coming up that at least I'm going to be probably taking in. There's jazz at Our Wine Bar tonight, Dan Heyer Quartet. Tomorrow night, I'm busy hosting trivia. It's general knowledge trivia. The Ruggedly Handsome Trivia host will be back at the Sky Lounge in T. Then Saturday, Dante Powell's going to be at Boss's Comedy Club at 8 p.m. Also Saturday at 7 p.m., it's Date Night Magic Show out at the Spellbound Magic Shop and Theater featuring Travis Nye. Travis is going to be a guest with us next week. We saw that show a couple of weeks ago. It's fantastic. Take it in. You will enjoy it. Also happens to be a great little date night thing for you, okay? And then Sunday, well, after church, which we finally get to go back to, we're going to go over and have some brunch at Remedy. So that's our weekend. You make your weekend outstanding as well. Make sure to take a look at the DaveHollyHour.com website to find out more things about this show and also to find out more about me and the other types of entertainment I do. You can go to DaveHolly.com. Oh, and you know, if you forget to look at the first one and you went to the second one, trust me, we'll make sure you get back to it, okay? Oh, but thanks again. Thank you so much. Appreciate the likes, the shares, everything that you do on social media for me, and just for making me feel good that this is worth putting out to you to talk about Sioux Empire Arts and Entertainment on a weekly basis. I'm Dave Holly. For me, every day is a holiday.
The Dave Holly Hour has been brought to you by the Sky Lounge and Tea, XL Chiropractic, Quality Nails, and Books and Brews Pizzeria. If you would like to contribute to the continued success of this podcast, go to DaveHollyHour.com. At the bottom of the front page is the additional links section. Click on the orange button, Dave Holly on Linktree. You can order merchandise, become a Dave Holly Hour VIP, and make contributions to the show. The Dave Holly Hour is produced in the Dipsy Doodle Studios by Big D Entertainment.
Thanks for listening.